You've been a bad girl today. Oh, I'm sorry, did I interrupt something? You little fucking slut. No, don't move. Did I give you permission to speak either? That's what I thought. You are such a mess. Spread your legs, kitten. Let Daddy see what a disobedient little whore I've got on my hands. God, you're so wet. Even from across the room, I can see the mess you've made. Your hair is so disheveled and your cunt is practically dripping. How long have you been sitting here playing with your pussy? No, shut up. I asked a question, not your excuses. You are going to regret it if I have to ask again. All day, huh? And when did you start, kitten? Was it before or after you sent that text asking me for permission to play with yourself? Was it before or after I told you hands off? That your pussy belongs to me. That I determine when you get to feel good. Was it before or after I told you we'd decide when you get to come next time when I get home? You're trembling. It's so cute when you get scared. What? Nothing to say? Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. I'll take the partial blame for this. After all, your behavior is reflective of my training, and clearly I've been too lax on you. You've forgotten your place. I've been letting you get away with too much, and you thought you could get away with being a brat. You had one simple task today. What was it? No. Look at me. Speak up loud and clear. That's right. You were supposed to wait for me to come home. You were supposed to finish up your work, and you were not allowed to touch that dirty, needy pussy. Oh God, now that I'm closer, I can see how wet the sheets are. Even your pillow is stained with your juices. How are you going to hide this from me, kitten? How many times did you come today? I didn't think I'd have to hold your head in place for you to obey a single order, but I guess that empty little head of yours is extra stubborn today, isn't it? I told you not to make me repeat myself. How many? Three times, without me, you say. Does that mean that I walked in on the fourth? Your squirming says yes, but I asked you a question, slut. Four times. You're in so much fucking trouble. You must know it too, because you're breathing so hard. And I love the way your perky tits bounce. Just a tiny touch and... God, I love that gasp. And your nipple is so hard for me. Come here, give Daddy a kiss. Shh, kitten, shh. You're not apologizing because you're sorry. You're apologizing because you got caught. Shh, no whimpering. I want your complete silence now. Your pussy is so warm, I can feel the heat radiating from it, and I'm not even touching you. Does that drive you crazy? A hungry slut like you. You must be going nuts having my hand just barely hovering over your pussy like this. I bet it would wouldn't take much to take you to the edge again. I just needed to flick my finger back and forth on your clit just like this, and you'd be trembling. Yeah, just like that. Do you want to come again? It's so easy for you to say that now, isn't it? Not unless you want, Daddy. Kitten. Ah, shush. I don't want any more sounds from you unless I allow it. By the time I'm done with you, you wouldn't even dream of ever disobeying me again. You've shown that you need a tight leash, and I'm going to make sure this lesson sticks. You know what's the best way to do this? The best way to deprive a horny little bitch like you? By denying you that touch you crave so much. That's what you need, isn't it? Say it. Say, please punish my bad behavior, Daddy. Good girl. You know better than to disobey me right now, don't you? You answered that so quickly. Let me hear you say it again. Yes, Daddy. I love seeing you turn into a mindless, obedient little slut. We're going to teach you to be especially compliant, aren't we? I'm going to leave this belt right next to you, as a reminder, because I know how stubborn you can be, just in case you need it beaten out of you. Say thank you, Daddy. Good girl, you are already learning. Spread your pussy lips for me. That's it, nice and wide. Fuck. That juicy little pussy won't stop leaking for me. You came 4 times, huh? I think that'll be 20 slaps. 5 for each orgasm you took away from me. Oh, no, I won't be administrating them. Don't you remember? I'm not touching you. That's part of your punishment. You are so eager to touch yourself, you're going to punish yourself too. With my guidance, of course. And, kitten, make sure I'm satisfied with each slap. You wouldn't want to repeat any because it was too light, do you? Spread your legs for me. Wider. Good. With your left hand, I want you to hold yourself open for me. Ready? 1. I love that cute little jump of yours. Good little slut. But I think we can go a little harder than that, don't we? I know you're more than familiar with my hits, and that was nowhere close. 2. Don't disappoint me. Oh, sweetheart. That was cute, too. That way your legs twitched, and that yelp made me throb. But I told you to spread your legs for me, didn't I? Your thighs snapped closed instantly, and what for? You didn't even hit that hard, kitten. No, fucktoy. Stop whimpering. Good girl. Nice and quiet. And I didn't even have to tell you to spread your legs again. You're learning. Now, hands at your side. Since you're having such trouble following directions today, I'm going to have to step in, aren't I? You look so delicious like this. Those wide eyes, the way your chest is heaving up and down with every shallow breath. Are you nervous, kitten? Scared? You should be. We're only on 3. This is how hard you should be slapping yourself. Now repeat it. We're not continuing your count until you can mimic that. Mm-hmm. Good girl. And on the first try, too. See what happens when you're properly motivated? Ready for four? Oh, kitten. You should know better than that. I told you you were going to be punishing yourself. It doesn't count if I do it for you. 4, 5, 6, 7. No. Repeat that one. It hurts, does it? Maybe you'll remember that next time that you willingly choose to disobey me. Darling, I don't want you to forget how much your needy little cunt stings. The next time you even think about being a brat, I want you to instead remember this moment. How red and achy your pussy is. The tears in your eyes. How frustrated you must be. So wet. So needy for me to touch you. But the best you get is your own touch. You must love it after all. Your hands must be very special if you thought it would be a good idea to play with yourself against my orders. No. My hands are so much better, are they? Yours just aren't the same, you say? But if I were slapping you right now, you'd enjoy it more, wouldn't you? You like my hands. That's why it's a punishment. You're not meant to enjoy it. 8. Harder. Don't fuck up the next two, or I swear I'll make you start over from the beginning until you get it right. 9. 10. Aww. A little fuck toy. You should see yourself right now. I love seeing you tremble like that. You did such a good job keeping your leg apart from me, even though you squirmed and jumped with every slap. Doesn't it feel so much better when you're good? Aren't you happier obeying me? You need someone to tell you what to do. Isn't that right? Your fingers are wet, aren't they? Show me. Would you look at that? Your fingertips are glistening, kitten. Put them in your mouth. Index and middle finger. Clean them off for me. What a good little slut you are. Soaking wet even after all that. You're so eager to please, and even more eager to get that tight little body used. Run that hand down your chest. Get your nipples nice and hard for me. Pinch it. That's it, kitten. Squirm for me. We should bruise those pretty tits up a little, shouldn't we? What do you think? Do you want the 10 remaining hits to be on your tits or your ass? Can't decide? What if I let you choose whether or not I give them? What was that? You want me to decide what's best for you? Good girl. Don't worry your pretty head. We'll get back to that soon enough. Right now, I want you to show me how wet you are. Bring your hands down between your legs and peel your pussy lips apart for me. But no touching other than that. Pull your legs back. Show me everything. This must be so demeaning, isn't it? Exposing yourself like that? That is, if it didn't make you so wet, your body stretched out like this, on display for me, showing off that owned pussy. Of course, you wouldn't want things any other way, isn't that right? Of course it is. Touch yourself. Show me just how eager you were to come earlier when you so blatantly disobeyed me. You look so fucking pretty, with that look of desperation on your face, biting your lips, trying not to give in to the pleasure as you're circling your clit like that. That's right. You wouldn't dare come without permission now, would you? Press in harder. Does that feel good, slut? You can't even look at me. I bet your whole body's throbbing right now. You must be so close. That's it, kitten. Chase that release. You want to get off, don't you? Stop. Clean off your fingers in your mouth. No, don't close your legs. God, you're so fucking wet. You fucking slut. My slut. Touch your pussy again. Now, slowly though, circle that clit for me. I want to see you trembling with how sensitive it is. I like you this way. So desperate to please and so fucking compliant. Nothing witty to say. No bratty remarks. Just empty head and complete obedience. Put your hand back just a bit. I want you to hover it just above your pussy, but no touching. God, I just love hearing your desperate whimpers. Those little pleas tumbling out of your lips. You can't even string a proper sentence together. It's hard, isn't it? You so desperately want to come, but that's not your decision to make, is it, fucktoy? No, it's mine. Your body belongs to me, because you know I'm the only one who can get you like this. Only I can take you to such heights. Go on, slide a finger in. Get yourself worked up again for me. Slowly, slowly, out and back in. Add another one. You feel so much fuller now, don't you? Poor little slut. I know how much you wish those fingers were mine instead. Faster. Out and in. Out and in. Press hard on that G-spot. Better yet, you'd rather have my cock inside of you, don't you? Faster, kitten. What a shame. If you weren't such a bad girl today, that would be me fucking you right now. You would be pinned beneath me, begging daddy to fuck you harder, feeling my cock stretch you out. Such a shame. You can't come on daddy's cock right now, can you? But you've been so good, maybe I'll let you come with your fingers. I know you miss me. You are so eager to use your fingers earlier. I wouldn't want to change that. I'm going to count down from 5, and in that time, if you're good for me, maybe I'll think about whether or not I'll let you come. Say thank you. Good girl. 5. Rub your clit for me, baby. Dig in hard. 4. Such sweet begging. Of course you'll do anything I say. I won't let you forget that ever again. 3. You're right on that precipice, aren't you? How badly do you want to come? It'd be such a shame if... 2. If I told you to... Why do you look so scared, sweetheart? I know what you want. Oh, baby, and you deserve it, too. You've been such a good girl. How could I resist? Stop. Hands off. You didn't think that it'd be this easy, did you? What you deserve is a proper punishment. And if I go easy on you, how will you ever learn your lesson? That's clearly the problem here. I've been too easy on you. And like I said earlier, you need a strict lesson and a tight leash. By the time I'm through with you, you'll be such an obedient little slut. The next time you even consider disobeying me, you're going to think back to this night and you won't even dream of doing it. I'm going to edge your pretty pussy until every inch of you begs to be my good girl. That's what you want, isn't it? You want me to train you to be my mindless fucktoy who does everything she's told. What do you want, kid? Good girl. What a great answer. Please train me to be an obedient fucktoy daddy. How could I say no to that? Now, I think it's time for those last 10 swats. And if you're good, maybe I'll even let you use your body to get me off. Bend over, sweetheart. Ass in the air. You're far from done. Oh, and hand me the belt.